This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you with us. It's a big night on Radio Night Live. Harris Faulkner will be with us moments from now. And in hour number two, we are going to get into the ladies' lounge tonight with none other than the Federalist's very own Georgie Borman, who is also a brand new podcaster that is being produced by one and only Extreme Media. We will ask her about why she decided to get into podcasting. Welcome to Saturday Nights. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. You may not even recognize me if you're watching on Biz TV tonight, because it has been a long, long time since I have done a show sans my shades. I usually wear the glasses. Somehow, I ended up leaving the house tonight and not having any blurred vision on the road. So I didn't even realize I wasn't wearing them until I got into the studio. So that's, you know, we're just going to have to live with it tonight. That's what it is. Anyway, a big, big week. The president, you remember that guy, right? Guy likes to tweet, likes to say things, likes to be, I don't know, every now and then a pot stirrer. He said that this week he is considering a very, very specific plan to deal with the overflow of the migrant refugee camps on the border. You know that we're way, way overpacked on every one of them. We had 76,000 people try to cross the border in February. I think they hit somewhere near that again in March. We are looking at literally dozens of thousands of people that we don't know what to do with. He said something about an idea of releasing them in the inner city of sanctuary cities. And you know what? All the people, all the politicians, all the folks that have always been so pro-sanctuary city suddenly lost their complete shiz. Their minds, their God-given brains were just rolling on the floor, just spilling out all over. They didn't know what to do with themselves. And I'm saying to myself, now, wait a second here, Ms. Pelosi. You have argued for the last number of years that open borders is the policy that you would prefer. You would like to let all of these people in. You live in San Francisco, where there is, and by the way, we're on in San Fran tonight. Hello, San Franciscans. But you live in San Francisco, where there is a sanctuary city policy. In fact, the entire state of California, which if you ask me, we should just saw off from the continent and push it out into the Pacific and let them try to survive on their own. That's the way they feel about the rest of America right now. But all of them have said, we really want to have a sanctuary state. So the governor there that they just elected and all of the city governments in Los Angeles and Santa Barbara and San Francisco and everywhere else said, yep, we're going to be sanctuary city harborers. We're going to allow these people to come. We're not going to ask who they are. They could be MS-13 gang members. They could be Al-Qaeda for all we care. We're going to let them in, and we're not going to say anything about it because I don't know. I don't know why they say that. I don't know why they do it. Doesn't seem to have a big upside to me, but that's the way they've decided to go about it. All of a sudden, when the president says, well, let's just take a busload of these people and drop them off in downtown San Francisco and, I don't know, let them wander over to the Nancy Pelosi estate, all of a sudden she's using words like despicable and I can't believe and all the rest of it. Well, which is it, Nancy Pelosi? Which is it, Beto O'Rourke? Which is it, Kamala Harris? You can't have it both ways. Now, I know Nancy Pelosi tries to. She has a wall around her private property. She has a moat. Yeah, she has a moat. She doesn't have just a wall. She has a moat. I don't know. Maybe there's alligators in there. Maybe she's, like, trying to snap at people that come across. And in addition to that, she's got an electronic gate in which she has to give permission for people to come through that gate in order to get onto her property. But she doesn't want to have that same situation for the United States. It just seems unreal. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Love your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. But before I get to that, I need to introduce my first guest tonight because my buddy joining us from the Fox News Channel is the one, the only, the host of Outnumbered sometimes and the Outnumbered Overtime all the time. She's the full-time host. Harris Faulkner rejoins us at Radio Night Live here in the part of the Kevin McCullough Radio Universe. She's got a huge rally coming up tomorrow in Iowa. The town hall will be her and getting the up-close discussion of the issues. Who knows? Maybe the candidates will be there, et cetera. But anyway, Harris, welcome back. Good to have you.
We don't need to whittle anything down. I mean, trust me when I tell you, Iowa voters know their place in history, and they know their place in the future. February of next year, they're already looking forward to it. I kicked off my speaking tour in March in Iowa for a reason. I went to the Quad Cities. I just got back from Cedar Rapids, so I've been in the state a couple of times ahead of this town hall, talking with them about growing up military, obviously, with my book.
Sure.
You know, everything then sort of pitches to what's happening in 2020. This is some of the most engaged, edified, and prepared electorate in the world. And do you know why we love Iowa so much? Because they are a microcosm of the entire United States. And anybody who thinks that Americans don't know what they want and who they like and what they need is not listening. And I think Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. local time in Iowa, people will get to see just how impressive our American voters really are.
Yeah.
We've had people who can talk about the illegal immigration issue, Kevin, in ways that, wow. I mean, young Sarah Root, killed by an illegal immigrant. Her mom, Michelle, is working with the Trump administration now to get what those families need and prevent it from happening again. The president made news during the 1 p.m. Eastern hour today when I was on the air talking about, hey, look, he may busload those people coming illegally across the border to some of those sanctuary cities. Let's yeah. test the plan. If you say you like them and want to help them, what does that look like? We're going to talk about sanctuary cities with a woman, a mom, who's going to share some things that she's never shared publicly before.
Hmm.
Senator Joni Ernst, one of the biggest names in the state of Iowa, has been successful in a bipartisan manner talking about this issue in particular. So we're going to get into it. And you know what other word is going to come up? Socialism.
Of course it is. And it's going to be something that they're going to have to discuss because you've got a very crowded Democratic field that they may be, you know, they're preparing for Iowa. But, Harris, there is a change in the schedule this year. And California is not part of that Super Tuesday anymore. It's now got its own standalone. The delegate basket is huge. The takeaway for the Democrats is huge. And there's people jockeying positioning to try to be the furthest in the left lane and the most socialist that they can possibly be, knowing that that primary is very early in the schedule now.
Wow, that is a great point. You want to come to Iowa?
I'd love to come.
I'm
serious. Can I get a seat on your bus?
You can get a seat anywhere. You're my friend. Come on.
Well, so talk to me about the format. What are some of the issues that that you've got kind of set up in advance of what you want to definitely get the reaction from the people of Iowa pertaining to?
All right. So being able to be in the state recently, I know that the number one issue for people, and it may be health care to them in terms of when they go into the poll, into the voting booth, who has an idea. But this idea of democratic socialism is not a talking point the way that politicians make it.
Hmm.
It's something that people have a visceral reaction to one way or the other. And if Democrats who control the House now are going to be pulled farther left, we need to have a national conversation about that because that's going to affect some stuff. And health care is the least of – not the least, but that's just one of the things. But, you know, I had former Governor Ed Rendell on the program today, and he kind of helped me set this up. You talk about the format. Do you know former DNC chair told me he's not a fan of them – And I said, who are they? And he said, you know, the Democratic Socialists of my party. Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big disconnect for what those 19 are saying.
Kind of run away from these people a little bit, although she says she's the boss in charge. So we're going to start the program right where people bring the heat. And we've got enough people in that oversized, big window, church-looking barn in Urbandale, Iowa, that it's going to be heated. I can imagine.
Friends, you got to check it out. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Sunday night, Fox News Channel, Harris Faulkner. Thank you so much.
So that's a little bit of what's going to happen tomorrow night on the Fox News Channel. And Harris Faulkner giving us that little tidbit. She was actually on my show yesterday, but I wanted you to hear what she's, because she's pretty excited about it. And those of you living in Iowa, I think you've got to know that it's really important that the media, someone as powerful as Harris, who has the number one show at 1 o'clock on the number one news channel in all of America, in fact, the number one cable channel, in her time slot, she beats everything. She beats the Nickelodeon. She beats the cartoon. She beats everything at 1 o'clock, that she's interested in hearing what you have to say. And that's tomorrow night, 8 p.m., on Fox News. I'm Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here live from New York. And thanks to Harris Faulkner for giving us a little bit of a preview of what she's got coming up tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the Fox News channel. I hope you'll check that out if you have Fox News. Harris is one of those really undecorated, but she should be very ceremoniously celebrated journalists. She's one of the toughest. Even-handed, doesn't take a side, keeps it down the middle, journalists that I've been around, and I've been around many of them, and I've seen them, I've seen the great ones operate, and she is among the very best that I've ever, had the, good fortune of knowing. In fact, I'm very grateful to get to be on her show, rather frequently on the Fox News channel, outnumbered over time. But there's always someone, if I'm the center right guy, there's always someone from the center left who's sitting right next to me. So, check out, Harris's town hall tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on the Fox News channel. Coming up in hour number two, we didn't even do this. Nick, can we throw up the big board for the people watching at home on Biz TV and also online? I have got the show streaming tonight on Twitter and Periscope. I hope that you are going over to check it out. I'm trying to get it posted up to Facebook, but it has not yet linked. I don't know why. I'll work on that. We'll see what we need to do there. But anyway, coming up in hour number two, Georgie Borman is going to be with us. Georgie is a senior contributor for The Federalist, and she's also the host of the brand new, very hot hit podcast, the 180 Cast. It's a podcast that focuses on purely people that have changed their minds on some big issue in life. So, for instance, this week she's got Lierre Keith on. Lierre was a vegan for 20 years and walked away from veganism. And Georgie asks her why she did that. And it's a rather compelling story. But she's like four episodes in. She's got former abortion clinic directors who have gone pro-life. She's got anti-parenting advocates who went to having children, you know, families with five kids. She's actually got a couple of really unique episodes coming up. One is a woman who was raised by lesbians who is now totally pro-traditional marriage. And there's some other interesting things that she's got in the work, but that's what the 180 Cast is about. It's just about these big issues that somebody has changed their mind on after a period of time and figuring out why they did it. And doesn't matter if it's left or right, she talks to them regardless. So she'll tell us more about that in the second hour. But she's also a very talented writer and a contributor to The Federalist, which is one of my favorite websites. And she's got a lot of stuff that she's really fired up on. I don't know if you've been watching the Ilhan Omar circus from the last few days. Everything that she has talked about, where she said that 9/11 was when she was addressing the gathering of CARE, the Council for American Islamic Relations, she said that CARE was created in the aftermath of 9/11. That's not true. It was around at least 10 years before. She said that it was there so that it could pick up on the legitimized complaint of Muslim rights that were being denied Muslims in America. That's not true. Muslims were never denied rights in America. And she said that it was all because some people did something on that day, 9/11. What a disgusting, piggish thing to say. And I don't know if you saw it or not, but the president took her comments, some people did something, and he interspersed them with the images of 9/11. Or he didn't do it personally. Somebody on his team did. Nick, do we have that? Just tell me in my ear set. Do we have that that video? Did we get that link sent through? Because I thought I had sent it over today. I was going to show it to people if that was the case. But if we don't, that's okay. So we'll see if we have that a little bit later. But yeah, so the president responded in that way. And then there's people getting mad at him. Oh, you do have it. Okay, so here we go. This is what the president tweeted out earlier today. No, not the AOC clip. This is 9/11 interspersed with segments of Ilhan Omar's clip. If I didn't get it, we'll get it. We'll get it on the air a little bit later in the show. All right, so here's what I want to talk to you about now. You know that only a couple of times a year, we use the benefit of this platform to try to do something powerful for those that don't have any voice. And I got word a couple of weeks ago that our friends at Christian Solidarity International have a chance in June to hopefully set free somewhere between 300 to 400 slaves that have been human trafficked in Sudan. They have asked us if we can help sponsor somewhere around 80 to 90 of those slaves. What does sponsorship mean? Well, it's a couple of fold thing. It's helping to secure their actual release, which there's a small cost in that. The slave owners, most of them are cattle ranchers, and they desperately need this vaccine called Novidium that'll help keep their cattle healthy and not die during the harsh summer months. And they can't get it anywhere. Well, CSI is able to get it, and they're able to actually supply it to the slave master. But what they do is they negotiate the life of a slave for every Novidium vaccine that they can get. So these were slaves that were taken during the Sudanese civil war that ended several years ago. But the problem was that when the global forces came together and got them to agree to separate their countries, so now you have South Sudan, it's the youngest, newest nation on the planet, and you have Sudan, the problem is that the South Sudanese that had been taken slaves were never released. And so there are upwards of 30 to 40,000 South Sudanese slaves that are still enslaved in Sudan. And Christian Solidarity International, they have these Arab slave retrievers is basically what they are. They are like the Underground Railroad. They are Arab. They live in and amongst the Muslim community of the northern Sudanese communities, but they are sympathetic to the south. And they go and they can negotiate with the slave masters, and they say, hey, if we can help keep your cattle healthy, would you release a slave? And so when they're able to do that, then they do these rather large liberation efforts. And in June, that we hope to somewhere liberate between 300 and 400 people that have been taken slave, some of them for more than a dozen years. Some of them taken when they were very, very young girls. Some of them taken when they had no other place to return to. Now, here's the thing. For $250, you can set one slave free for life. $50 goes towards the vaccine. The other $200 goes towards what they call the bag of hope. It's a goat. It's a tent. It's a year's worth of food. It's a year's worth of seed to plant the next year's grain crop with. And it basically gives them a new start in life when you give that. So I'm asking you tonight, would you consider helping one slave go free? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Now, here's the fun part. Every slave we free tonight, there's a private donor to CSI and a fan of Radio Night Live that is going to match your willingness. So if you can do $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for 5 months, they're going to match that, and we're going to release twice as many slaves by calling tonight. 888-342-1010. I'll tell you more when we continue. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says because congressional Democrats refuse to change immigration laws, he's thinking seriously about releasing illegal immigrants into so-called sanctuary cities. He said, if cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco are willing to protect illegal immigrants, they can have all of them direct from the border.
We'll bring them to sanctuary city areas and let that particular area take care of it.
Authorities in sanctuary cities refuse to enforce federal immigration law. Opponents of the president's plan to ship migrants far from the border call it dehumanizing, costly, and possibly illegal. Oakland, California Mayor Libby Schaft says the Trump administration wants to attack the president's enemies in Democratic strongholds that don't fall in line with his extreme immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Such a beautiful picture of Lower Manhattan tonight, and we love coming to you from the world's greatest city. Kevin McCullough is my name. It's Radio Night Live. We are grateful for the Biz TV television network that carries us and the 300-plus radio outlets that are carrying us coast to coast. It is wonderful to be able to be with you, and it is wonderful to be able to use this platform, as we did in December, to help persecuted people in Nigeria, as we did last spring to help liberate another 100 slaves from Sudan, and the Christmas before that, another nearly 100. It was almost 200 slaves that we released in that period of time. And now we have a chance to contribute to a liberation that may go as far as 300 or 400 people. In my next segment, following this one, Joel Vanderspeck will join me from Christian Solidarity International and explain a little bit more about how that works. But I want to talk to you about the kind of people that we are liberating. And when I read some of the stories, when I am told some of them, and I work with Christian Solidarity International throughout the year, I advocate for them. I talk to audiences across the country on their behalf. But it is the stories of the people that we help that always kind of haunt me. Like Macau, who was enslaved in northern Sudan for 14 years. When she was released and when she was, and they traveled through the night to get to the South Sudan border, and then they cross the border and they get into the CSI camp and they're able to relax and they know they're not going to be taken slave again. They sometimes tell their stories to the CSI workers. And this is the story that she told the workers that were there when she got to the liberation camp. She said, when I was, when the raiders came to my village in 2000, the year 2000, so 19 years ago, she said they came at night and on horses. She said, I watched them with my own eyes shoot my brothers and my sister. She said, I saw the rest of my village flee into the bush, and I just assumed that they were all dead. She said, I had four brothers and three sisters, and then she remembered their names. She said, Adup, Akat, Akir, Abuk, Adut, Akual, and me. And this was what she was telling the liberators when she came back into the camp. She said, I haven't seen any of them since that day. She said, on the way to the north, the slave raiders cut one person's throat in front of my eyes and beat two other slaves to death. She said, the Arab in charge of them said, I don't need these people. She said, sometimes Muhammad, my slave master, forced me to pray like a Muslim. Holding a stick above my head, I remembered my faith when I was in the South and longed to go back. Her faith when she was in the South, by the way, was Christianity. She wasn't a Muslim, but she was forced to convert when she was taken into slavery, and they forced her to do a number of things. They forced her to circumcise herself, because you couldn't be a good Muslim woman and not be circumcised. She said, but when I was there, and when I was enslaved, and when I was working for the slave master and his family, I just kept remembering my faith. I remembered Jesus. I remembered the life I longed to go back to. She said, now that I'm home, because she was in the South when she was telling this story, I hope that I get to see my brothers and sisters again. She said, I have good memories of them. And she said, as long as I stay in the South Sudan, I will look for them. Friends, I don't know how that strikes you. I don't know if you have siblings. I don't know if you care about the siblings that you have. I have three children right now, two sons and a daughter, who are all living at home. To watch them on a Saturday afternoon like today, it was 70 degrees in the New York area, and to see them in the backyard playing and running and talking, and the ice cream truck comes, and we go out and we buy some cotton candy, popsicles, whatever it was, and they go back and they're eating them and they're talking to one another and they're making these memories. I think about Macau. I think about her story. I think about all that she was robbed of in being enslaved, and that the world governments really failed her. Even though they solved the war, they didn't get the slaves released. And so now, even to this day, there is a constant reminder that these people suffer while the rest of the world largely sleeps. Friends, the number is 888-342-1010. You can release, you can help liberate a woman just like Macau right now. And if you do it tonight, another donor to CSI has stepped up and pledged to match every single slave we set free tonight. He will set free one as well. So if you can give a $50 a month gift for 5 months, $25 a month for 10, or a one-time $250 gift, any combination of $250 will liberate one slave, then this private donor is going to step up and do the same thing just because he cares, loves CSI, loves what we're doing, believes in the program. Friends, we need your help. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Joel Vanderspeck joins me next. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
62641. And welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Coming up in hour number two tonight, Georgie Borman will be in the ladies' lounge. We're looking forward to having a very spirited conversation with Georgie, of which one thing that we might cover is why she's a devoted Android user, almost to a maniacal level, I guess the same could be said about me in terms of being an Apple guy. So we'll see where all that goes. But she's also got some thoughts on millennials, Gen Zs, Ilhan Omar, and her new podcast. She's got a brand new podcast that we are. Yeah, I know Nick's an Android guy, even though the computer he's running our show with right now is a Mac. I'm just saying. 888-342-1010 is the phone number that I want you to call tonight. 888-342-1010. It is the one that will help us set free people that have been human trafficked. And someone who cares very much about this is Joel Vanderspeck of the Christian Solidarity International. In fact, Joel runs the entire operations of the American footprint, if you will, of CSI. CSI does a couple of things. They have two different levels of operation. One, to target governments and to appeal governments, to say to the leaders of these countries, can you help us with this wrongdoing that's going on in these places? And then there's also the operation that's on the ground that's actually helping those that have been treated badly. And Joel, it's always good to have you. But tonight I want to talk about Sudan. Tell my people what's going on in Sudan.
South Sudan, bringing people back home, freeing them from slavery in Sudan, the Muslim part of Sudan, and they've been part of that liberation effort. So I'm going to be going back just in some weeks' time to welcome back hopefully up to 400 South Sudanese, majority of them are Christian, returning them back to their home villages, reuniting them with their families after years in slavery, some of them 15, 20, 20-plus years being enslaved in these Muslim families, forced to work on a daily basis without any pay, assaulted, verbally, sexually, physically abused on a daily basis. Our slave retriever is on the ground right now in the Muslim area of Sudan, going from village to village, negotiating with the slave owners for the release. So we can pray for that, and we really want to ask your audience, again, to be involved in this. As you said, Kevin, an exciting opportunity, a lot of negative, but this is positive, because when people come back home, it's not just the life of that particular slave who will be transformed, but entire families and obviously villages as they welcome back their loved one who's been missing for so long.
A lot of people wonder how slavery still exists in a modern day in which we live in, and for people that are new to this discussion, there was a war in Sudan. It was a civil war when Sudan was just a unified country, not the two countries that it is now, and it was these Islamic forces in the north that would ride down into the south and take over areas and march off the women and children primarily to be slaves in their on their properties in the north. And when the global governments got together and said, let's solve this civil war, and they stopped the war, they didn't make the slave owners give up their slaves. And so all this time that the war's been concluded and South Sudan became its own country, and there was this peace settlement, now you have these people that have lived in this kind of disjointed peace, so to speak, but they haven't had peace for themselves. And some of these women were taken at very young ages, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, and they've been there for 14 to 40 years, depending on how long it's been. And it's just really heart-wrenching to think that they've been stuck in that scenario. But the solution is what CSI is doing. So explain how the retriever works. How does he find the slave? How does he negotiate the release? What happens?
Right. Well, our slave retriever is from that Muslim community. He works with us. He's friendly to both sides, obviously. He has an in with the slave masters because of his ethnic identity, being from the same Muslim tribe, Sudanese tribe. And so he is able to negotiate the release of the South Sudanese slave by offering a cattle vaccine. And you have to understand, Kevin, that cattle in this particular culture is the most valued possession one can have, and it gives them status within their society. So for them to keep their cattle alive during the dry season, during the drought, famine, is the most important thing for them. And they are willing to give up the slave that they don't value at all for keeping their cattle alive. So the novitium vaccine costs us about $50 to $60 as part of the full package that we offer in freeing some from slavery. They're brought back overnight, walking 10 days, only overnight, to stay safe, because they don't know if they could be recaptured in that Muslim area. They cross the border into South Sudan being the newest country in the world, and they're brought back to our area where we're working, CSI. And we have a wonderful celebration where we worship together, and finally they're able to feel free to worship and remember those Christian songs that they sang in the churches before they were abducted, because during their captivity they were forced into Islam, given Muslim names, forced to pray five times a day, go to the mosque, treated horribly, abused in every which way possible. And so this return to freedom, return to their home, Christian villages, is just an amazing event to be seen. And Kevin, I've been involved in nonprofit work in many countries around the world for over two decades, but I've never seen anything like this. Huh. So we do want to offer your listeners the joy of being involved. And we do document each one of their stories. We take pictures of the freed slaves. We're going to put them up on our website so people can follow with us as we post on Facebook, Instagram, and on our website, sort of in real time these next coming weeks, the freeing of three, hopefully up to 400 Christians who have been abducted and have been in slavery for all these last years. So
friends, if you would, if you would like to take the honor of liberating one human person from slavery, a one-time $250 gift will do that to CSI. That will include the vaccine, it will include the food, it will include enough sustainables to keep them alive for the coming year to come, and we'll give them seed and other things to begin planting for the season coming after that. So here's the phone number, and I need you to go to the phone, and I would beg of you to make a call and to help liberate one of these slaves before Joel is there. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for joining us. So again, that phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also just go to CSI's website, Christian Solidarity International, and give a gift. But please do it tonight, because every gift is being matched.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to New York Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough sans my glasses tonight, so you can kind of see you. I don't know how I got here, to be honest, because I use them for driving mostly. So don't tell anybody. Please don't tell the police department. We'll figure out a way for me to get home. Anyway, thank you for being here. It's Radio Night Live, and coming up in hour number two, Georgie Borman's going to be here. There's a lot of things that she is fired up to talk about, a number of things related to the popular headlines tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. I was telling you two segments ago before Joel joined us, and again, if you have the ability to help us liberate a slave tonight, our goal is to liberate 82 slaves before the 1st of June. And if we can do that, we'll contribute to somewhere between 300 and 400 slaves that will be liberated by the 1st of June when Joel goes with CSI to observe the welcoming in. Now, they have to walk at night because they can't get rides to the border, and they have to walk at night, sometimes up to 10, 12 days. They only travel at night because they don't want to get recaptured and taken slave by someone else. But if they make it to the border, if they make it to the South Sudan border, it's literally like an underground railroad from like the 1800s here in the U.S. If they make it to the border, they're free. They're home. They are back. They won't be taken again because the slave raids are not allowed anymore following the conclusion of the war. But I was telling you about Macau, who saw... The last time she saw her brothers and sisters was 14 years ago. 19 years ago, because she was enslaved for 5 years. For 14 years, sorry. but she saw other slaves that were shot to death, brutally killed and attacked while she was traveling to the north in slavery. And now she just wants to see her siblings. But she did relate to one of the CSI personnel. She said one of the slaves that she knew, it was actually one of her neighbors. She worked for a neighboring Muslim family to the family that Macau worked for. She saw one of them. She was told one of them was going to try to escape, and she made a run for it. The problem was she was recaptured and she was killed. Friends, it's a brutal, inhumane system that enslaves people. And this is our opportunity, this one time in the spring where we set some time aside and say, what can we do that will change the world for the good? You've seen Ilhan Omar, you've seen Rashida Tlaib, you've seen AOC talk about how Muslims are so, you know, betrayed and you know, derided and so forth in the media. Here's the problem. No one is standing up for the persecuted Christians in Sudan. No one is standing up for these slaves, all of whom are Christian and owned by Muslims. No one's standing up for them. We are. And I ask you unapologetically, would you consider a gift of $50 a month for 5 months or $25 a month for 10 months and setting one of these slaves free? 888-342-1010 is the number to do that. 888-342-1010. Your gift will be matched if you make it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Going to get an additional